The fire behind the quartz was weary now and sputtered its reluctant way to death. The coordinator was somber, his mood matching the sinking flame. They all minimize the state of affairs. His voice was low. Is it not easy to imagine that they all laugh at me? And yet, Vincent Silver said the machines cannot be out of order, and I must believe him. Hiram McKenzie says they cannot be fed false data, and I must believe him. But the machines are going wrong somehow, and I must believe that too. And so there is still an alternative left. He glanced sidewise at Susan Calvin, who, with closed eyes, for a moment seemed asleep. What is that? She asked, prompt to her cue nevertheless. Why, that correct data is indeed given, and correct answers are indeed received, but that they are then ignored. There is no way the machine can enforce obedience to its dictates. Madam Sedgechowska hinted as much, with reference to Northerners in general, it seems to me. So she did. And what purpose is served by disobeying the machine? Let's consider motivations. It's obvious to me, and should be to you. It is a matter of rocking the boat, deliberately. There can be no serious conflicts on Earth in which one group or another can seize more power than it has for what it thinks is its own good, despite the harm to mankind as a whole, while the machines rule. If popular faith in the machines can be destroyed to the point where they are abandoned, it will be the law of the jungle again. And not one of the four regions can be freed of the suspicion of wanting just that. The East has half of humanity within its borders, and the tropics more than half of Earth's resources. Each can feel itself the natural rulers of all Earth, and each has a history of humiliation by the North, for which it can be human enough to wish a senseless revenge. Europe has a tradition of greatness, on the other hand. It once did rule the Earth, and there is nothing so eternally adhesive as the memory of power. Yet, in another way, it's hard to believe. Both the East and the tropics are in a state of enormous expansion within their own borders. Both are climbing incredibly. They cannot have the spare energy for military adventures. And Europe can have nothing but its dreams. It is a cipher, militarily. So, Stephen, said Susan, you leave the North? Yes, said Byerly, energetically, I do. The North is now the strongest and has been for nearly a century, or its component parts have been. But it is losing relatively now. The tropic regions may take their place in the forefront of civilization for the first time since the pharaohs, and there are Northerners who fear that. The Society for Humanity is a Northern organization primarily, you know, and they make no secret of not wanting the machines. Susan, they are few in numbers, but it is an association of powerful men, heads of factories, directors of industries and agricultural combines who hate to be what they call the machine's office boy belong to it. Men with ambition belong to it. Men who feel themselves strong enough to decide for themselves what is best for themselves and not just to be told what is best for others. In short, just those men who, by together refusing to accept the decisions of the machine, can, in a short time, turn the world topsy-turvy. Just those belong to the society. Susan, it hangs together. Five of the directors of World Steel are members, and World Steel suffers from overproduction. Consolidated Cinnabar, which mined mercury at Almaden, was a Northern concern. Its books are still being investigated, but one, at least, of the men concerned was a member. Francisco Villafranca, who single-handed delayed the Mexican Canal for 2 months, was a member. We know already. And so was Rama Vrasayana. I was not at all surprised to find out. Susan said quietly, these men, I might point out, have all done badly. But naturally, interjected Byerly, to disobey the machine's analyses is to follow a non-optimal path. Results are poorer than they might be. It's the price they pay. They will have it rough now, but in the confusion that will eventually follow. Just what do you plan doing, Stephen?